Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Welcome back. If you're a regular listener, we're glad that you're with us. If you're new, we're here live every Monday night on 95.9 FM in the Palm Beaches, 106.9 FM on the Treasure Coast. If you're driving home from work, please be careful. 95, the Turnpike, but it is a beautiful night, so take care. For those of you who don't know, we are, as I said, on 95.9 and 106.9. We're also on Long Island on 103.9 every Wednesday night. So if you're listening there, we hope you had a great day. Of course, you can listen to us on any iHeartRadio platform that you have. Alexa, Echo, anything at all. You can just say, oh my God, I'm getting older, and up will pop. So feel free to do that. I know I ask this question when I speak all the time about how many people want to go to a skilled nursing facility, and lo and behold, nobody ever raises their hand and volunteers. Whenever asked that question, there is deafening silence. Sadly, however, too many of us will end up in some form of skilled rehab, and some will require an even higher degree of rehab than the traditional skilled nursing facility. If that turns out to be you, you may be meeting my guest. Dr. Bella Chokshi is here, and she is the medical director of rehabilitation at St. Mary's Hospital. We're going to talk about St. Mary's Hospital Level 1 Trauma and the specialty that Dr. Chokshi brings to us in just a minute. But first, I want to remind everybody that if you're interested in seeing me speak, and I don't know why you would, but you never know. If you're interested, I'm going to be speaking this Thursday at the Four Arts Society in Palm Beach. I'm going to be there at 2:30. I'm also going to be at that event unveiling for the first time the second edition of my book, which is, interestingly enough, called Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. I understand we have nearly 200 reservations, but there may be some room left. So if you're a member of the society or you'd like to be, give them a call and maybe you can come and see us. 2:30 on Thursday at Four Arts Society. But now to my guest, Dr. Bella Chokshi is, as I said, the medical director of rehabilitation services at St. Mary's Medical Center here in West Palm. She got her undergraduate degree from the University of Miami. She did her residency and internship at the University of South Florida, where she specialized in physical medicine and rehabilitation categorical residency program, where she was chief resident from July 2012 to June 2013. She is board certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation and brain injury medicine. She is a special lady who has a lot to tell us about a special program that most of us don't know anything about. So welcome to the show, Dr. Chokshi. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. Thank you for the opportunity to be on your radio show tonight.
My pleasure. So let's start at the beginning. Tell us about your rehab center and how that kind of differs from our picture of rehab.
Sure, Scott. So St. Mary's Rehab, our rehab institute at St. Mary's, is an acute inpatient rehabilitation program. We're actually a multidisciplinary program with multiple therapy disciplines. So it spans from physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, recreational therapy. We have a neuropsychologist, a dietitian, and then we also have a case manager in every case caring for our complex patients as well. So basically, because we have a combined program of all these different ancillary services, we're considered a multidisciplinary team. We provide 3 hours of daily therapy over a five-day period for the patients that really can't benefit or can't tolerate, I should say, the 3 hours a day over 5 days. We have an extended therapy schedule of 15 hours for the week as well. So basically, these patients have catastrophic injuries. They come in. Some are neurological, some are orthopedic, some are just complex debility patients. And I help and kind of oversee the care of all these patients. So I kind of lead a team of therapy staff, and we have something called weekly team conferences where we get together. It's kind of a roundtable discussion, and we try to get the patient through the continuum of rehab as fast as they can with the most quality of life at the end.
So in regards to how it differs from traditional rehab, most of the audience would understand rehab after they get a hip replacement, or they have a knee replacement and they go to rehab, or they've been in the hospital with pneumonia and they try to get their strength back. And that is, I guess, part of what you do, of course, mm-hmm. but you don't take the traditional hip replacement. We're talking about acute care. So that's a higher level of care. Not higher level of care, but it's got to be a different methodology.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. So we have a certain criteria that has to be met for these patients. So they actually have to qualify, and so we have a 60-40 rule, and 60% of diagnoses have to have some sort of acute rehab needs. So stroke patients, traumatic brain injuries, acquired brain injuries, spinal cord patients, amputations, complex orthopedic fractures, and complex debility patients. Those are some of the patient populations that we bring into St. Mary's. So you have to have the medical complexity, first of all. You have to be medically stable to participate in a 3-hour daily program. You have to at least need 2 of the 3 major therapy disciplines. So our 3 major therapy disciplines are physical therapy, right, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. So you have to have at least 2 of the 3. Be able to tolerate the program, which is 3 hours of daily therapy. And then show some sort of ability to get back into the community in a short period of time with a good social support system. And if you have all of those criteria met, there is a small insurance piece, then we're able to bring you into our program. There are some patients who don't qualify because they don't have every single criteria.
Right.
Sometimes we make exceptions, but really the most successful patients are the ones that have that social support at the end, and that's what we're looking for. Because if a patient can't live home alone, there has to be someone who can help to care for them, right, or at least supervise them.
So it's intense. Mm-hmm. Which already raises the bar, I guess, for some. And I guess it's very focused because it's not a big community, right? You don't have a whole lot of beds in your rehab community, am I right?
Correct. So St. Mary's Rehab, we are licensed for 34 beds. We're semi-private rooms. Our average length of stay is anywhere from 10 to 14 days. We do keep patients longer, upwards of 4 weeks, especially the ones that are showing potential for rehab. So basically on a weekly basis, I was talking about the team conferences that we have. We get together in a multidisciplinary team format. And as long as the patient is progressing and meeting their weekly goals, we're able to give them another week and then another week. And part of it is driven by the patient. Part of it is also driven by the insurance, unfortunately. So we have to see the gains. But I do everything in my power to keep the patient as long as the patient is benefiting.
Right.
So I do have to get on the phone sometimes with medical directors of different insurance plans and get those extra days for my patients.
We didn't even talk about this, but is there ever a circumstance where somebody comes into you for this acute rehab need, progress beyond the need for acute care anymore, but still perhaps need rehab? Do you refer out to other rehabs, or do you just go home after come from you?
That's a good question. So we have about an 80% discharge to community rate, and our goal is to send a patient home. And that's why the criteria is so tough to get in. We need a solid support system for our patients to get home. For the patients that come in good faith and try to get home, and then the families realize it's a little bit more care than we can offer them, at that juncture, we have to look at subacute skilled nursing facilities where our patients go for a little bit more therapy before they make it home. And for those that do make it home, they at least 95%+ of those patients go home with either home therapies or outpatient therapies. So the rehab continues because most of these folks have catastrophic injuries and they have lifelong disabilities for the most part.
So they're going to need ongoing care more often than not. If they've met you, they're going to likely have long-standing issues that they're going to have to go through.
Correct. And, you know, most physiatrists have their own outpatient practices as well. And so a lot of the physiatrists will continue to follow these patients for the longevity of their lives because if you've had a spinal cord injury or brain injury, you're pretty much going to have it for the rest of your life to some form. And you have lifelong needs at that point.
So you use the term physiatrist, which I understand, but I will tell you that most of my audience has no idea what a physiatrist is. So I know we didn't even talk about that in preparation, but let's tell everybody what is a physiatrist and how does that differ from other disciplines?
Right. So a physiatrist, also known as a physical medicine rehab specialist, basically we deal with patients with physical impairments and disabilities. So anyone that has musculoskeletal, orthopedic, neurological injury, amputations, fractures, anything that can possibly provide a lifelong disability is some of the patient populations we take care of. So, you know, we have a whole arsenal of things that we utilize, different types of modalities of helping these patients. Therapeutic exercise is one. There are people that also do ultrasound and interventional pain management. So when you meet a physiatrist, you'll see physiatrists in different arenas of medicine practicing. For me, I practice in the acute inpatient world, but you will see physiatrists that only do interventional pain management. You will see physiatrists that work in hospice, palliative care. You'll even see physiatrists in skilled nursing facilities, depending on you know what their interests are. So we do take care of patients with physical impairments and disabilities. We help to improve their quality of life. You know, there are some doctors who save lives, right? But I always tell people we give people quality of life. And there's something to be said about that as you continue to live your life.
Well, we're a firm believer in that. My regular listeners will know that we always talk about chronic disease, that people aren't dying from chronic disease, they're living with it. And we got to figure out how to allow them to live the best life possible. Which brings me to my next question. Most of the people that you come in contact with through the rehab center at St. Mary's have experienced some acute trauma of some kind. Do you ever, I guess you don't, based on what we've talked about so far, really deal with people who have chronic disease? So the ALS patient or the Parkinson's patient, they're not likely to come through unless they've had a bad fall or something.
Right. So for folks like Parkinson's patients, if they've had an exacerbation, that's actually a qualifying diagnosis to bring them under the neurological impairment code. So we have taken ALS patients, you know, that show the need for the aggressive therapies, the three-arrow therapies. We do take Parkinson's patients, but usually most patients that come to us, you're right, they've come through our trauma center. They've had some sort of traumatic event, and some of their comorbid conditions might be some of these underlying disorders. And then not only are we caring for the traumatic injury, we're also caring for the underlying disorder that they had coming into the hospital.
So The people who need acute care, I have to believe, and maybe I'm projecting something that is not true, I have to believe that people who need acute care, this is new, this is sudden, it's likely not clearly been planned, it's event-driven, they have significant psychological issues in addition to the physical issues. How do you address that?
So in our program, we have a multidisciplinary team, and one of the key players in our program is really our neuropsychologist. And for all of our brain and spinal cord patients, he actually formally sees them and continues to monitor them throughout the stay, throughout their rehab stay. So we have a lot of patients with adjustment to disability, situational depression, which are very common in the population that we're talking about. And so basically he helps them through the continuum. He gives them coping strategies. And obviously we do some pharmacological management. If there is a point where the patients say that their situational depression or their anxiety is overtaking them and it's a barrier for therapies. So in the beginning, I was talking about how I kind of coordinate this care. My goal is to make sure that the patient continues to progress on a daily basis. So my entire team of therapy, neuropsychology, they assist. And we're really fortunate at St. Mary's that we're embedded in the hospital. So every consultant you could think of, I have down the hall from me.
Yeah, that's right.
And
I didn't think about that.
We have ancillary services like respiratory therapy, dietitians, who also help us to get these patients through the continuum. So to answer your question, we do have neuropsychologists, and they're a really instrumental part of our program.
Yeah, it's really interesting. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Of course, we're here every Monday night live on 95.9 FM in Palm Beach. We're at 106.9 FM on the Treasure Coast. I'm here tonight with Dr. Bella Chakshi, who is the medical director of rehabilitation services at St. Mary's Medical Center. It is a narrow but critically important discipline at the hospital, particularly for those who have now been subjected to some acute event and they end up in acute rehab. We're going to talk about the trauma center. We're going to talk about so many other things, where the patients come from. We're going to talk about age. We have a whole host of things. But if you have questions that you think are better than my questions, you can call us. You can call Dr. Chakshi or myself at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us tonight. I'm here with Dr. Bella Chakshi, who is the medical director of St. Mary's Medical Center. And of course, if you're listening to us live, we're on 95.9 FM, Long Island's oldies, true oldies station, and 106.9 FM on the Treasure Coast. On Long Island, it's 103.9, Long Island's talk radio. And if you're listening on Sunday morning, this is a replay, but we hope the day ahead is as beautiful as you want it to be. We're talking tonight about acute rehab. Acute rehab is different than the typical skilled nursing facility. Dr. Chokshi is, as I said, the medical director. The acute rehab is at St. Mary's, and one of the reasons that it is so important to St. Mary's and to people in trouble is that St. Mary's is also a level one trauma center, which is unusual. I think it's the only level one trauma center in Palm Beach County. I think the Delray has a level one trauma. I thought it was level two. Level one trauma. But let's talk about the interrelationship, Dr. Chokshi, with trauma, level one trauma, people coming in under that, and then rehab, because you guys must work incredibly closely together.
We do, Scott. And so when a patient comes in as a level one trauma alert, obviously they're receiving the highest level of trauma care in Palm Beach County, and our sister facility, Delray, also has one. So when they come in, part of the trauma survey is making sure there's a rehabilitation consultation and component to the patients. So we actually come up with a rehab plan of care, and really the goal is to get a rehab plan of care within 3 days of arrival of the patient, so they can be acutely, gravely ill, coming through the intensive care unit, undergoing multiple surgeries and such. But we still make the effort to go see these patients in the intensive care unit, speak with our loved ones, and let them know that once a patient is stabilized and ready for the next step, which is rehab before they get home, that we're there to help to provide it. I always tell people that rehabilitation is a continuum, and so is trauma care. And so patients and their family members really appreciate how we're really a big team at St. Mary's. So the trauma service there is exceptional. And you're right, we work so closely with not just the trauma docs and nurse practitioners and all the consultants that are in the acute part of the hospital. And we basically care for these patients once they're discharged from the acute part of the hospital, and we bring them into our rehab unit. And they stay with us, like I said, average length of stays are 10 to 14 days, but we've kept patients closer to the 4-week mark as well.
And not everybody comes in through the trauma center. So how else do kind of people get to you? I mean, how do we tie that all together?
Sure. So in our hospital, we're also a comprehensive stroke center, which is the highest level of stroke care that you can receive as well for being a patient. So besides the trauma patients, we actually receive quite a few through our stroke service. So I would say the largest number of patients in our unit are trauma and stroke patients, but we do get outside referrals from our sister hospitals, Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center, Delray, Good Samaritan Hospital. But then we also receive referral sources from other facilities, long-term acute care hospitals like Kindred and Select. There's a push sometimes now from acute hospitals to go to LTACs for continued medical management care. They're also receiving rehabilitation in these arenas. And then right before they're ready for discharge from those facilities, they usually do need some form of aggressive therapies. And because they are complex medical stability patients and such, they do come through our acute rehab before they go home. So to answer your question, our referral base is pretty broad. Not only do we get patients from inside our hospital, we get them from surrounding hospitals, from long-term acute care hospitals, from skilled nursing facilities, and on rare occasions, we even bring patients from home, but they have to have a referral from their primary care physician, and they have to have some form of therapeutic exercise or therapies already in the community where we can review their chart before we decide to bring them in.
I think, you know, this is not a bad place to reinforce that there are great misunderstandings about the skill sets at various hospitals, St. Mary's being one of them. I know, you know, I don't think people think of St. Mary's as world-class trauma, world-class rehab. We were talking about the Paley Institute before. I mean, that world-renowned. When you have certain comorbidities or morbidities, I don't know the proper terminology. You know, I know if I thought I was having a stroke, I'd run to St. Mary's, and I don't think people understand that, right? I mean,
sure.
You guys really do have world-class, and you continue to invest and bring more skill sets to the process. Am I right?
You're correct. I mean, in regards to our stroke program, we do have a neurointerventionalist who's always on call. And for anyone who has an acute stroke, if you can come to St. Mary's as a comprehensive stroke center, you know, time saves brain tissue. And so they do some outstanding procedures that save lives. And, you know, I deal with patients on the back end. So unfortunately, those patients that have severe deficits and disabilities, those are the folks that I'm really caring for during my acute rehab stay. But we are also a CARF-accredited rehab program. So CARF stands for Commission for Accredited Rehab Facilities. It's actually the highest level of rehabilitation care you can provide a patient. We meet standards that basically provide excellent patient care, and we have the resources and funding to care for these patients as well. So not only are we specialty certified for just general rehab, but we're specialty certified for stroke and brain injury for our adult patients. And I know we haven't talked yet, though, but we have a pediatric inpatient rehab program as well. It's an 8-bed program. It's also CARF accredited for general rehab. And so we do take care of some of the smallest patients up into the age of 18. And our referral source for that is not only our embedded children's hospital, but we also have the Paley Institute, who Dr. Paley and his team of doctors, they do correctional deformities for limb deficiencies, specialty spine procedures as well. And so we bring those children in as well. So our referral base for our children is really in our hospital through Palm Beach Children's Hospital and through the Paley Institute for the most part. We do bring patients from outside hospitals on some rarities. And there are some children who are sometimes out of state for vacation and such, and then they make it back to their home city, and we take care of those children as well.
And I don't think people realize that between Miami and Orlando, you know, there's not a lot of options. It is really difficult to get the kind of accreditation or the accredited facility like yours is.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, for our pediatric rehab program, you're absolutely correct. I mean, from down south to Joe DiMaggio Hospital up north to Nemours in Orlando, we're the only children's pediatric rehab program. So we're getting patients throughout Palm Beach County and some of the surrounding counties inward for children. And then our sister facility is also an acute rehab program as well at Delray. Between Delray and ourselves, we have the majority of the patients for acute rehab needs.
You know, I'm going to have somebody from Paley on in a month or two. Dr. Lamb is going to come back, but I happen to have been there last week, and I know we're not talking about them tonight. Blown away. I was blown away by what I saw when I was there last week. I was there in the spirit of full disclosure as a patient, not visiting as anything to do with the show. I was amazed. It was fabulous. Anyway, if you're just tuning in tonight, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older and so is my mom. And if your mom's getting older and she's had a bad fall, she's had a terrible, tragic accident, there's an acute situation going on, and she ends up with a stroke, God forbid, or something critical like that, you may end up at St. Mary's Rehab, which is an acute rehab center, which the medical director of is my guest. Dr. Bella Chokshi is here. And we are talking about St. Mary's Medical Center rehab. We're talking about rehab in general, everything from pediatrics to seniors. And we're going to talk about the fact that this is not age-related. We have a whole host of other things to continue to talk about. So I encourage you to stay tuned. I also encourage you, if you have a question, to give us a call. 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Scott Greenberg. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We're glad that you're with us tonight. If you're listening live on Monday night and you're on your way home, please be careful. If you're listening from home, we're glad that you're still with us. 95.9 True Oldies here in Palm Beach, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. On Long Island, 103.9 FM, Long Island's Talk Radio. And of course, if it's Sunday morning, we are on tape, and we're glad that you're with us. You know, most of us say that we're never going to go to a nursing home. We're never going to a nursing home. Nobody ever volunteers to go to a nursing home. Unfortunately, 85% of us will spend some time in a skilled nursing facility. Not a skilled nursing facility, though, like what we are talking about tonight. The skilled nursing facility that we're talking about tonight is all about acute care. It is a traumatic event that gets you typically to the acute rehab at St. Mary's Medical Center. Dr. Bella Chokshi is here tonight. She is the medical director of the Rehabilitation Services at St. Mary's Medical Center. It is a specialized rehab for those who need a higher level of care, who are traditionally sent there from facilities inside the hospital and others, as we explained before the last break. I have to guess, though, Dr. Chokshi, that that your staff has to be kind of specially trained. It's not your everyday team. Not that there's anything wrong with the everyday team at rehab, but you're dealing with such a higher acuity of care that they have to have a real degree of excellence or expertise.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, all of our therapists are especially trained, not only in their area of therapy. So our physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they've gone through their specialty trainings, but a lot of them have specialty certification trainings. We're actually making a push to get as many of our therapists brain injury specialty certified, so that they can provide the highest level of brain injury care to our brain injured population that comes through St. Mary's. Every therapist has some area that they focus on, be it biofeedback, hand therapy, specialty adaptive equipment, such as wheelchairs and such. So we do offer something special for every patient, so we're able to care for them. So there's always one person who knows a little bit about everything, and we're able to provide that level of care to those folks that way.
And I would think it would go without saying that they all have to be really team-oriented, because your population is not all geriatric or all peds. It runs the gamut, right?
So, it does. Yes. From pediatric populations to the geriatric, our average age is about age 56. And if you think about it, we get patients in their teenage years, some of the kids that decide to do high-risk activities that end up at our trauma center. And then we do have our older population, right? The ones that sustain falls.
You can call us old. It's okay. We're not offended.
The ones that sustain falls and that end up in our hospital. You know, and those patients have comorbid conditions that end up there, unfortunately. if they're on blood thinners and stuff, and they end up having severe catastrophic brain bleeds as well as fractures as well. So you're right. We serve a whole population from the younger generation into the elderly population.
I know it's kind of an aside, but you mentioned falls, and I don't think most people realize that 50% of all emergency room admissions at a hospital like yours for seniors is as a result of a fall, and they often don't end well. It's one of my pet peeves. I talk to people all the time. They love those throw rugs until they trip over them. It's really hard.
It's very difficult. And then the patients that come in, unfortunately, like I said, sometimes it's just not the fall, and they have other comorbid conditions that kind of take over during the hospitalization stay while you're trying to rehabilitate them through the fall and their surgery that they may need for a fracture and such.
You know, that really brings up an interesting thought. Because you are dealing, well, of course, you get there after the trauma that brings them into the hospital typically, but oftentimes the people who come into your hospital are not able to give you as clear an understanding of their history as might be beneficial for you to do the best job possible. That's got to be a challenge that's hard to overcome, isn't it?
It is. And luckily, as a rehab doctor, I catch people at the back end. And so by that time, multiple consultants have seen my patients, and I have quite a few charts to review through before I actually physically see the patient. But you're right, to piece together a story for either a trauma patient or stroke patient that just comes in can be very challenging. And so we really utilize any information given to us by family members and also some of our other subspecialists as well.
Yeah. I assume there's a fair amount of training, ongoing training, because there's a lot of new developments in equipment. And you mentioned equipment, and I hadn't thought about that until you just mentioned it a minute ago. But equipment must play in very important role in your work.
Sure. It's basically an extension of, I think, the therapist. I mean, our therapist definitely come up with their own plan of care for each individual patient. It's very tailored to each patient. It's individualized. And I feel like the equipment is just an added component to our rehab. I still think you can never take a piece of equipment over a therapist any day, because it's really the continuity a therapist provides on a daily basis that really helps that patient through the continuum of rehab. There are so many different newer pieces of equipment that are out there that really do help the patients. But I think a dual approach with therapy and the specialty equipment together is what really gets that patient through.
So if you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here with a most interesting guest tonight. Dr. Bella Chokshi is here. She is the Medical Director of Rehabilitation Services at St. Mary's Medical Center. St. Mary's Medical Center is the one of only two Level 1 trauma centers in our area. When you see the trauma hawks and all of the urgent care people going at 110 miles an hour, they're headed in her direction to the hospital initially for trauma care, but then ultimately for rehab, because it is about the quality of life, not the severity of one's condition at that moment in time. So Dr. Chokshi is the medical director of acute rehab. Acute rehab is a unique specialty. When we come back, we're going to talk about neuro. We're going to talk about traumatic brain injury. We're going to talk about brain bleed. We're going to talk about the kinds of things that really do impact people's lives. If you have any questions, there is still time for you to call us. You can reach us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us tonight. I'm glad to be here tonight because I am actually learning a whole host of things that I really didn't understand before. I've always known about acute rehab, but I didn't understand exactly how special that specialty was. My guest tonight, Dr. Bella Chokshi, who is the medical director of rehabilitation services at St. Mary's Medical Center, has been kind enough to be here tonight, helping us understand the difference between acute rehab and traditional skilled nursing facilities, what the differences are, how you get there, and exactly what it is that they do. And what they do is so terribly important. One of the areas that's terribly important is in the era of neuro, traumatic brain injury, falls with brain bleeds. It is a much bigger problem than people understand. And I need to be clear, there's not a lot of support for people with those kinds of neuro disease issues in our area, my guest tonight is going to talk more about that and why they may be the answer.
Right, Scott. So we're an acute rehab program, and we definitely deal with catastrophic injuries. And one of the injuries we do deal with are traumatic brain injury patients that come not only through trauma service, but just sometimes just as basic falls and such. And so when we talk about traumatic brain injury, it's really important to know it's a continuum of recovery for these folks. Cognitive recovery, and when I talk about cognition, it's a multitude of things. It's one abilities to express himself or to read, to problem solve, their memory, their social interaction skills. And so when a person has had some sort of catastrophic injury to their brain, some of the cognitive pieces have been also affected, not just physical. I think most patients or most folks outside that are listening are probably thinking it's just a physical disability as well. But the bigger part of it is the cognition. And unfortunately, that's the part that takes the longest to recover. So when patients come in, they have some physical impairments along with their cognitive deficits. And through our multidisciplinary team program, we're able to help those folks through the continuum of rehab and try to get them home safely. But most of our patients do end up needing 24-hour supervision, and some do need care as well, because depending on the severity of injury, being it mild or moderate or severe, really depends on the level of disability that these folks will have when they leave us. Some of the mild cases of brain injury are just concussions, believe it or not. Concussion is under the mild brain traumatic brain injury category, and so we do have a concussion clinic at St. Mary's that I do see children at. And those kids, you know, they also have some of the cognitive impairments, but they don't last as long.
Right.
But the ones that we see at acute rehab in our acute rehab program, unfortunately, they have some severe deficits, profound deficits, and they do make gains. But, you know, sometimes cognitive recovery can take anywhere from 1 to 2 years to really see a true improvement in those
folks. So I'm going to ask about that. Cognitive rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. Is really kind of a misnomer, right? I mean, it really has to kind of regenerate. I know that's not, I'm not a doctor. I know that's not the right terminology. But no rehab per se will get your cognition back. Am I right?
So when a patient has an injury to their brain, I always talk to our patients about something called neuroplasticity. And so an area of brain has been injured. That area of brain just doesn't regenerate. You have to form new pathways. And the best way to form new pathways to relearn what that injured part of the brain does is through rehab and therapy. So the continued therapies that one receives, physical, occupational, speech, that repetition is part of what helps to improve those folks through the continuum. Unfortunately, those patients sometimes don't get long-term therapy in our acute rehab program because it's a short stay. So the therapy has to continue, be it at a home health through a home health agency or through an outpatient rehabilitation program or to a post-acute rehab facility. There are a few post-acute rehab facilities in the state of Florida that patients can go to. And then some patients also go to skilled nursing facilities for subacute therapies after they leave us. But the patients that make it home, more times than none, they need 24-hour supervision.
Right. I think most people don't understand that what you're describing and talking about really can take so many different directions. You know, I talk about Alzheimer's disease a lot. We talked about that before the show tonight, and everybody thinks Alzheimer's disease is a memory disease. And when you talk about cognitive impairment, you're talking about memory. And sometimes it's much more a language disease than it is a memory disease. Mm-hmm. It's really fascinating how it all works together. I think the thing that we didn't really talk about at all, and I don't know why we would, because by the time it gets to you, it's forgotten, is that most of the things that happen to the people who get to you are preventable if they just be more careful. You know what we're talking about? I'm pontificating.
And most of our brain injuries are like bimodal, too. I mean, our younger population has those injuries through motor vehicle accidents.
Right.
Our older population has them through falls. So no matter how you encourage your brain injury, you still have profound deficits that need to be addressed.
And you have a locked unit you wanted to talk about.
Yes, our and at St. Mary's Medical Center, our third floor is a lockdown unit. And so we do have a high risk of elopement in our brain injured population. So we are the only lockdown facility for acute rehabs in Palm Beach County. And so it's really imperative that these people are monitored closely and that they continue to stay safe and not just leave your facility.
It's really important, and I don't think people understand that exists again in our area. There's so much that you do and that St. Mary's does and others that we are unfamiliar with until, unfortunately, it's too late and we need them. If you're just tuning in tonight or if you're tuning in for the next show and you missed this show and you're sorry you did, I have good news. You can listen to the show. We podcast. Tomorrow we'll be up and running on any of the platforms. All you do is search OMG, I'm Getting, and up we will pop. You can listen to this show with my wonderful guest, Dr. Bella Chokshi, who is the medical director of rehabilitation services at St. Mary's Medical Center. So we podcast. We also put it up on my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Palmbeach.comfortcare. ComfortCare. I know you want to put a T in there. Don't do that. You won't find us. ComfortCare.com. Of course, if you don't have a radio, there is no excuse, because I know that you have a cell phone and you have a smartphone, and there's an app for that. Of course there's an app for that. There's an app for everything. TuneIn Radio is a free app on all of the platforms. You can just set a reminder to listen to us every Monday at 6 o'clock. I'm sorry. Of course, we simulcast on www.trueoldiesflorida.com. Locally, around the country, around the world. You can listen to us anywhere you like, live every Monday at 6 o'clock. Next week, we're going to be talking about CCRCs. What's a CCRC? That is a continuing care retirement community. And there is a nonprofit continuing care retirement community in our midst. It's called Abbey Del Rey. It's part of 49 units. My guest is from Abbey Del Rey. His name is Mark Trepanier. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Mark Trepanier. He is the executive vice president. They're a life space community. They're 40 years as a nonprofit community. They have 12 locations. The one here in Abbey Del Rey in Del Rey Beach is 39 years old. It's going to be a very interesting show. CCRC, Continuing Care Retirement Communities. They do unbelievable work, including rehab, by the way. In 2 weeks, we're going to be talking to one of my most favorite guests. He's only been a guest once, a very long time ago. Dr. Leonard Hawk is going to be here. Dr. Hawk is the medical director for Trustbridge Hospice. He is a magical speaker, and he can talk about hospice in a way that most of us will never quite understand and appreciate. He has an entirely different view. He will warm your heart, I promise he will. He's a geriatrician, has been for a long time. In addition to that, he was on TV for 12 years, so he's an unbelievable speaker. He's one of my favorite guests, and I'm glad that he's agreed to come back. It's been a long time, and I'm excited to have him here. So that will be there. Again, for those who were not listening at the beginning of the show, I am speaking this week at the Four Arts Society at 2:30 on Thursday. I'll be unveiling the second edition of my book, which has new material, 4 new chapters. I'm excited about that, but I'm also excited to be speaking to the members of the Four Arts Society. I understand we have about 200 reservations. I'm really excited. If you're a member and you'd like to come and see me, I'll be there at 2:30 on Thursday. And as I said, next week we'll be talking about CCRCs. But my guest tonight, we still have a few minutes, Dr. Chokshi. Bella Chokshi is here. She is the medical director at St. Mary's Rehab. Dr. Chokshi, what did I forget to ask you that we should be talking about? What would we like the audience to know that you think is so important?
Sure. I mean, Scott, you know, in the community, many people think when you do rehab, there's only a few things, few places you can go. And so there are those traditional skilled nursing facilities with subacute therapies, but we do aggressive therapies. And we can, even if you think you don't qualify for acute rehab and don't have a qualifying diagnosis, you might have enough comorbid conditions that necessitate for you to be in an acute rehab program. So if you know a loved one or someone that truly needs aggressive therapies, at least 2 of the 3 major therapy disciplines, we'd be happy to help those people through the continuum of rehab. And
can people call you there a way that they can find out more information?
Sure. So if there are folks in the community, they'd have to go through their primary care physicians. And if they have the necessity, the medical necessity, and some sort of rehabilitation diagnosis that would necessitate 3 hours of daily therapy, it's still a possibility to come in from a community standpoint. But the majority of our patients do come from acute care hospitals. Right.
We didn't talk about this. You're located on the grounds of St. Mary's, am I right? I
mean, we are.
Yeah.
So we are actually an embedded rehab hospital in the hospital. So we are in the Interfaith Building, floors 2, 3, and 4. And it's very nice because, like I said, we have a bunch of subspecialists that can help care for our patients while our patients are recovering from their injuries. And we have ancillary services such as dietary respiratory therapy that also aids to help our patients.
And it's important to remind everybody that this is not an age-related facility. Unlike traditional skilled nursing facilities, you really are there for pediatrics to geriatrics and everywhere in between. Mm-hmm. And you can work on a whole host of issues for people, right? I mean, that's a really important distinction.
Correct. We take children from birth all the way up until the age of 18 in our pediatric rehab program. And then, like I said, our average age in our adult rehab is 56, but we have the younger population, early 20s, and all the way up until the 90s.
Are most of the people who come there, are they coming through accidents or are they coming through the stroke program or not that it matters, it's more out of curiosity.
Right. The majority of our patients do come through both our trauma service and our stroke program. So being a level one trauma service and being a comprehensive stroke center, we basically have a high acuity of patients that come through. And most of those patients have profound disability. And so to be a level one trauma center, you do need a rehabilitation institute that you can send patients to, if not embedded in your own hospital, somewhere close by, so that these patients have the continuum that they need to recover.
So we didn't talk about your success rate, but I have no doubt it's wonderful. Right?
I mean,
you must be pretty proud of the work that you do.
Sure. We have like a 80% discharge to community rate. We're really proud of that because every patient that's come through, like I said, the program is very individualized and we try to get them home in the shortest time possible with the best quality of life that we can give them.
So I can't thank you enough for being here tonight. You're a wonderful guest, and I'm sure you're probably worried. She has a three-month-old, so she probably wants to really get home. And if she doesn't want to get home, her husband wants her to get home because he doesn't know what to do anymore, and he's pulling his hair out. But I can't thank you enough for being here. You're a delight to be with, and the work that you do is really very, very important. And I can't thank you enough, one, for being my guest, and two, for being here tonight, and to thank you for all the work that you do.
Scott, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
So if you're a regular listener, you know this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are, of course, here every Monday night live, 95.9 FM, 106.9 FM on the Treasure Coast. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents, but we also talk about other issues. Next week, we're going to be talking about unique living arrangements, CCRCs, Continuing Care Retirement Communities. And in 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about hospice. So we have a whole host of things that are here. If you're a new listener, I encourage you to come back. You'll find that the guests are always fascinating, as was mine tonight. And the subjects are there. You can always call us if you have any questions about the subjects that we talk about. Again, it's Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We are, in fact, here every Monday night. We're glad that you're here tonight. We hope that you stick around for our next show. Have a good night. We will see you next week. Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, and So Is My Mom.